Today, we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello.
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine-free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So we could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Oh, I like it.
So you saying hip-hop could be hop-hip?
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
22-year-old Hannah Leonard was training for the Dublin Marathon while in Sicily when she was struck by a car. Now, she's suffered devastating brain injuries, is currently in a coma in hospital in Italy, and her family are there with her by her side. But they've now had to issue a warning after scammers set up a bogus fundraising page in her name. Hannah's dad, Kevin Leonard, is with me on the programme today. Kevin, listen, thank you first of all for joining us on Lunchtime Live. Will you just tell us a little bit about Hannah and what she was doing in Sicily?
Yeah, so Hannah just finished her law degree in May, and then her boyfriend has been living in Sicily, so she came over to Sicily to live with him for the summer and work in Sicily for the summer. So while she was here, she was getting ready for the Dublin Marathon, so she'd been following a training plan to get herself up to distance to run the marathon. That's kind of why she was here.
So she was over just enjoying the summer after college, Kevin, and getting ready to take on the Dublin Marathon. She was out training when the accident happened.
Yeah, so she'd been following a training plan, and this was her 35K run that she was going to do in prepping for the marathon. And she decided to do a new route this evening for whatever reason, and she'd found a 35K plan that she was going to do, and she went along into the run when she was crossing the road at a pedestrian crossing and got three quarters of the way across the road at the pedestrian crossing before she was hit by a young lad who was driving at 50 kilometres an hour and sent her about 5 metres in the air when he hit her. And then she's certain she landed on her head because she had no other injuries other than the head injury.
And of course, the call comes to you, Kevin, back home in Ireland.
Yeah, so the plan that evening was Cahill, her boyfriend, was going to meet her at a stage in her run to finish out the run. So Cahill went to meet her and couldn't find her, so came back to the apartment to phone her to see where she was. And the phone was actually answered by the doctor in the ICU. And Cahill was told to rush down to the ICU in Catania. So then Cahill found my wife through Instagram and then contacted her. And that was about 10 o'clock that evening. So I booked the first flight I could find. I was on a plane at 6 o'clock in the morning to get into Catania for about 2 o'clock in the afternoon the following day. And got to see poor Hannah for the first time, all bandaged up and just going down for a CT scan. So she'd already had the emergency surgery by the time I got there. And when we got the call, we really didn't know how severe the accident was. We just knew that they had to do emergency surgery. So it was all a bit of a shock then when we got here and had to be taken aside by the doctors.
I'm sure every parent's worst nightmare, Kevin, getting that call.
Oh, most definitely. Like, Hannah's such a big part of our lives. You know, she's one of our best friends. And to get a call like that is just devastating.
So you made your way over to Sicily. She was put into an induced coma, is that right?
Yeah, so for the first week, they put her into an induced coma and then they reduced the sedation. At that stage, she'd already had the emergency brain surgery. She'd had a tracheotomy and she'd had a catheter fitted to her head, which was to control the buildup of the cerebral spinal fluid. And then after about a week, they reduced the sedation. And thankfully, Anna is managing all her own organs herself, all her own bodily functions and her heart rate and her heartbeat and everything. And she didn't have any other injuries other than the head injury. So at least her body and she can focus on fighting the head injury.
You're over there with her, Kevin, still at the moment.
Yes. Yeah. So I've been here, like, it's 4 weeks to the day since I arrived. And my wife is here with me. We had my brother out with us for 10 days, which was great. And then we had our other two children then for a while, but they need to get back to normality. They need to get back to school. Sitting here on their phones all day, every day, wasn't doing them any good. So we got them in to see Hannah a number of times before they went back to Ireland, but now they're back with my family members looking after them.
Yeah, it's very, very difficult, Kevin. I've no doubt at the moment for you all.
It is. And like, the hospital has been fantastic. The staff in the hospital are amazing, and the nurses and everybody in the hospital have all been amazing, but it's just a day-by-day process at the moment, and every day is different, and trying to even plan anything for the future, we just have to get the daily updates and then try and come up with some sort of plan. Every day the plan changes.
And Hannah, obviously, you know, she just finished her degree in law in DCU. Her whole, you know, life ahead of her, and I'm sure many plans I'm sure she had too, Kevin, for September and the sort of back into that level of routine.
Oh yeah, Hannah is a very ambitious young lady, and when she sets a plan out for herself, she achieves it. So like, she finished sixth in her year in DCU in law, which was just amazing.
Incredible,
and it's all self-driven.
Yeah.
So yeah, she had her plans, everything's on hold now, so we just see what happens with her.
Well, I'll be thinking of you, Kevin, and Hannah as well. Over the next couple of weeks, I'm sure it'll be a long road for you at the moment. But you guys, as the family, had set up a GoFundMe page, really, to try and kind of just raise awareness of Hannah's situation and to raise money for medical treatments. There was already quite a bit of money donated, Kevin, to the page.
Oh, yeah, the response, like. The main reason the page was set up initially is we had all these family and friends wanting to help, and like, there isn't much anybody can do at this stage, but they all wanted to help somehow. So we set up the GoFundMe because we know we're going to have costs. We don't know what those costs are going to be. Like, even getting her home, we're going to have to hire an air ambulance to get her home, because if she had travel insurance, we don't know about it because we can't find it, because we can't access her phone or her laptop. So we're going to have to cover those kind of costs. And when my brother set up the GoFundMe, it was really just for family and friends to be able to help us out. And the response to it has just been overwhelming for all of us. Just,
did I see there was over 130,000?
Well, it's gone up even more.
Even more.
It's over 140,000.
Wow.
Which, like, we thought maybe 5 or 10,000, but the kindness and generosity of so many people, whether it's family or friends, and the amount of people that we don't know that have been contributing to us, it's taken us ahead. It's taken us shock. You know, it's amazing.
Yeah, well, it's incredible generosity for sure. I suppose the other twist in the tail in all of this, Kevin, I mean, just incredible to think what everything you've gone through, but I believe you were notified that there was a copycat fundraiser sent up. Is that right?
So I stumbled across the copycat fundraiser on GoFundMe. In that, I just went on to GoFundMe to search her page, and two popped up. And one was the one that my brother had set up, and then one was set up, it said, by somebody somewhere in the United States. A carbon copy of the page that we had set up. Now, thankfully, they hadn't gotten any donations onto it at that stage. So GoFundMe, thankfully, were very quick to react and take it down. So we contacted them, or my brother contacted them straight away, and it was down within about an hour of contacting them.
And this was, and the page, I'm sure, to anybody that maybe didn't know you closely, Kevin, I'm sure it looked like a carbon copy of the original.
Oh, the complete carbon copy of the original. The only difference was my brother's name and my name are both on the GoFundMe that was set up for Hannah. So that was the only difference. The rest of it was carbon copy of the page that we'd set up.
And all of the details, I suppose, you know, outlining information about Hannah and what had happened and the accident. But thankfully, no donations had been made to this page at that point.
No, I think we were just very, very lucky in that. Normally, I just go onto my phone to look at it. But for whatever reason, this morning, I did search it to find it. And the second page popped up. So we were lucky in that we caught it probably when it wasn't long set up. But yeah, like, they'd taken her picture, they'd copied all of the wording, but it looked exactly the same as the page we'd set up.
It's incredible to think that people, you know, somebody could do that, Kevin, isn't it?
Oh, to be honest, it was maddening. You know, we're already going through enough stuff. they're then having to start policing what other people are putting out there. You know, we're trying to put updates on the GoFundMe now for people because it's very hard to communicate with everybody. So if the advantage of GoFundMe as well is I can put an update on there every 3 or 4 days, so at least those who've donated can see how she's doing. But it was just, it was maddening to see.
Infuriating. I've no doubt at all. But I suppose in a positive, good to hear that the GoFundMe organisers had removed the fake page fairly promptly.
Yeah, so you can report it and it says it will take up 2 days. But thankfully, somebody from GoFundMe has actually reached out when we set up the page. So my brother went back to that lady and straight away she had it gone. So the response time from them was brilliant. It was gone pretty much instantly after he contacted them.
Yeah, well, it's worth pointing that out, I think, to listeners as well. You know, and look, in any case where there are very genuine GoFundMe pages set up for, you know, in instances like yours and Hannah's and so many others who've shared their stories with us on the programme, but just to be aware, I suppose, of the, you know, legitimate fundraisers that are out there. If people listening today, Kevin, want to, you know, to contribute in any way, where can they find your own GoFundMe page?
Yeah, so if they just go on to GoFundMe and search Hannah Leonard, and then it pops up, it'll be pretty obvious at this stage which one it is because there's obviously funds on it. I searched again this morning and there wasn't any copycats this morning. Like, we set a target, we set it up originally, we set a target of 10,000 and then we had to increase it to 20,000. And then, because we don't know the funds that Hannah's going to need. So the target on it, whilst if it's helping, it is a little bit irrelevant in that we just don't know.
You don't know. I know. And look, I don't want to pry too much, Kevin, but I suppose do you envisage you'll be there in Sicily for the interim period anyway?
So every day we try and make a plan and every day the plan changes. And the plan is really down to Hannah's progress. And so last week, for example, she got a small bacterial infection in her cerebral spinal fluid, which meant they wait to be able to do the cranioplasty, which is the surgery to replace the piece of skull. Once they do that surgery, we then will hopefully have an idea as to when we can get her home. So we probably, she needs to have 3 tests on that cerebral spinal fluid this week to say that it's clear of infection. And once that's done, they can look at doing the surgery. And then once she gets to the surgery and she's clear of infection after the surgery, we're probably looking 2 weeks after that to get her home. So in the short term, certainly, we're going to be in Sicily.
You'll be in Sicily, yeah. Well, look, I've no doubt it's a really terrible time, Kevin, for you and your wife and all the family. But look, I do appreciate you taking the time today to chat to us in the show. And we wish Hannah all the best with her recovery. And we'll be thinking of you all as well.
Well, thank you. Thank you for the interest. I mean, we just want to get Hannah's story out there. You know, we didn't publicise anything for the first 3 weeks, but then when we started realising we were going to have costs and family members wanted to be updated and friends wanted to be updated, the easiest way to do that was with a GoFundMe. So we appreciate you taking the time to talk to us.
No, not at all. Not at all, Kevin. I'm sure we'll check back in with you at some stage in the coming weeks too. And listen, thanks a million for joining us in the programme today.
Not enough. Thanks for your time, Andrea.
Yeah, the email, if you want to get in touch or share your own story or experience with us, it's lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
Today we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello!
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine-free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So we could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Ooh, I like it.
So you saying hip-hop could be hop-hip?
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.